As we stand on the threshold of June, traditionally observed as LGBTQI plus Pride Month, we couldn't wait to get started on our coverage of faith-related stories impacting this community. And so I am happy to be joined right now by Don Abrams, who heads up the grassroots initiative called Pride in the Pews. Don, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here.
Well, tell our listeners right off what Pride in the Pews is all about.
Put simply, Pride in the Pews is a grassroots nationwide effort to make the Black church more inclusive of LGBTQIA plus Christians. We do that by creating culturally relevant content, leveraging Black church history and Black religious traditions to really meet churches where they are, and to provide them with the tools and the resources needed to create more affirming environments of all of those who are on the margins, with particular focus on LGBTQIA plus identifying Christians.
How did this project get started?
Well, how much time do you have? if I had to trace the origins, it would go back to my childhood church on the far south side of Chicago. I grew up in a hand-clapping, toe-tapping Black church, and at the age of 14, I embraced my calling to preach. And at the same time, I acknowledged my own queerness. What was abundantly clear, almost instinctively, to me was that I could not embody both identities without forfeiting my right to ministry and to community. But after matriculating through Harvard Divinity School and engaging in deep, intensive study of scripture, I realized that my faith not only gave me permission to embody my queerness and my calling, but demanded that I embody both as I fight for all marginalized communities. So Pride in the Pews really began through my own experience. And I decided to really embark on this larger, more extensive and sustainable effort to make Black churches more inclusive after the George Floyd protests. I really wanted to really present the Black church an opportunity to reaffirm its commitment to pursuing justice for all of God's children, especially LGBTQIA plus Christians. I'm sure you know this, and perhaps even your listeners, but the Black church has really stood on the front lines of fighting for social justice historically. But when it comes to LGBTQIA plus issues, it has really stood on the sidelines, not really affirming the humanity or sanctity of Black queer lives. So the racial reckoning, as I see it, even as it continues to unfold, really gives the opportunity for the Black church to expand its public advocacy to include LGBTQIA plus Christians.
So you didn't just step into this and say, oh, I'll just try this. You got in because you thought this is where you belong.
Yes, absolutely. My faith called me to this place, but more importantly, the radical liberating tradition of the Black church calls me to this. When we think about the history of the Black church, it started in the antebellum South, wherein slaves gathered to come together and affirm one another and to advance a gospel that was on the side of the oppressed. For me, fighting for LGBTQIA rights from the perspective of the Black church is an extenuation of that tradition.
Queering the Black church one testimony at a time. What a powerful statement. Now, how does that work in practice?
In practice, it means listening to the voices and lived experiences of LGBTQIA plus folks. And we're doing that with Pride in the Pews through a project that we are calling the Can I Get a Witness Project. We are interviewing LGBTQIA plus Christians from across the country, asking them about their experiences, both good, bad, and indifferent with the Black church. And our hope is that by listening to the folks who are on the ground in the pews of Black churches, we'll be able to harness the wisdom inherent in those stories to create culturally relevant curricula. So we are lifting up those stories, harnessing the wisdom inherent in them, and coming up with practical, concrete tools that Black churches can use to become more affirming.
Don, we've highlighted the broader work of the organization Church Clarity on this show, making clear the need for people of faith to be able to make informed choices about faith communities in a time of politicization and polarization under the guise of religion. What are the concerns specific to the population's Pride in the Pews focus on right now?
Great, great question. Really, at the heart of the work that we're doing is inviting the church to reconsider its approach to LGBTQIA plus Christians. Our goal ultimately is to ensure that whatever space LGBTQIA Christians step into in the Black church, they are greeted with the love of Christ. Of course, we know the Bible, the gospel is all about meeting marginalized groups and populations where they are, right? And ensuring that they are greeted with the abundant and agape love of Christ. We want churches to be able to do that. We want churches to be able to honor the lived experiences and, in some cases, trauma of LGBTQIA plus Christians so that they're better able to minister to them, right? So our ultimate goal is around creating safe, right, spiritual homes for queer Christians. Mm-hmm. And I think the best way to do that is by starting with love. Mm.
With the disparities that you identify in terms of LGBTQI plus affirming denominations, how do you go about identifying congregations that are supportive?
So this is, I think, an ongoing challenge for Pride in the Pews, and it's one that we wholeheartedly accept. We are specifically focused on historically Black religious traditions. That includes the National Baptist Convention, the Progressive National Baptist Convention, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and more. And there are so many within these denominations, or those who are adjacent to these denominations, who are really interested in starting this conversation, really interested in taking seriously in honoring the life and sanctity of all of God's children. There are pastors who have reached out to me eagerly, excited to support, and excited to get their hands on the resources that we will create. So a lot of it is word of mouth. A lot of it is us really looking at pastors who have been on the front lines of fighting for social justice, because we know that they would be likely partners in advancing justice for all, not just for some.
Hmm. Is this something that may be in defiance of the position of some of these people's work?
You know, I would say if I had to really put a name to it, I don't think that this is done in defiance of their theological position. I think this is actually in line with their theological position. And that is rooted in a love ethic. We all believe that Jesus Christ centers the needs of those who are on the margins and periphery of society. I am inviting the Black church to do the exact same thing when it comes to LGBTQIA plus Christians. So I don't think that we are in opposition to one another. I actually think that we are on the same page. It's a matter of how we express our commitment to the gospel. And I think that by embracing LGBTQIA plus Christians, we are actually embodying the ministry, cause, and mission of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Black churches and Black pastors across the country want to do the same thing.
You just listed a lot of denominations that are out there. Are you able to do any work with the denominations themselves, raising awareness and showing the kind of harm exclusion is doing?
Thank you so much for that question. And I would answer it like this. We are a grassroots focused organization. So we started with centering the voices of queer Christians, right? That's where we started. We want to share those stories, lift those stories up, create curricula and toolkits and resources, as I mentioned. And as we do that, we want to raise awareness, right? And also amplify the voices and experiences of folks like me. And in doing so, I will be inviting a little later down the road, denominational bodies to begin to consider the implications of this work and how they might be able to relate to it and support it. But first and foremost, I want folks to know that we exist. We are in these congregations. We are attending Sunday after Sunday. We are in the choirs. We are in the pulpit. We are in the ushers. We are on the ushers board. We are present. And look at the multitude of voices that have already risen up to say, hey, we are here and here's how you can better serve us. So after we have done that extensively through our storytelling project, Can I Get a Witness? I will then approach pastors and preachers and denominational bodies to join our work.
What would be the practical process for someone searching for a faith community? How would an individual engage with Pride in the Pews, and what kind of help can you offer to them?
First and foremost, if you are a Black LGBTQIA+ Christian or a Christian who identifies as queer, we want to invite you to join our work at Pride in the Pews. You can visit us at www.prideinthepews.com. And if you're Black and queer, I encourage you to sign up for our storytelling project. We find that it is incredibly healing for queer Christians to tell their story and to build community with someone who understands their experience. And we're also creating toolkits and curricula and messaging that you'll be able to follow, that you will be able to have access to as you journey toward embodying self-love through the love of Christ. And for those who are allies, maybe even reticent allies, we invite you to reach out to Pride in the Pews, have conversations with us, invite us to your church, invite us to events so that we can begin to talk about the very clear intersections of LGBTQIA plus rights and the religious tradition of the Black church and Christianity more broadly. We'd love to have that conversation with you. We are open, we are available, and always happy to have an honest, good faith conversation about how we can better meet the needs of those on the margins.
Don, I can tell that you are a vision person. So looking ahead a few years, what would you love to see Pride in the Pews become, and what would you want it to achieve?
Thank you so much for that question. I think as we do the work, it can be so all-consuming. And, you know, having an opportunity to really reflect on the vision and what our ultimate goal is always really wonderful. So what I'm hoping is that Pride in the Pews will be a sustained effort from within the Black church that holds the Black church accountable to loving all of God's people with a particular focus on LGBTQIA plus Christians. That means we are hosting conferences. That means that we are gathering coalitions of Black pastors who are affirming and advocating on behalf of LGBTQIA plus Christians. It also means that we are lifting up and creating resources that meet churches where they are, not where we want them to be. Not only that, I would love for Pride in the Pews to be a leading effort, a leading voice in the effort to make historically Black denominations queer affirming, not just on a congregational level, but on on positions, right? We want them to be able to take positions publicly and boldly that advocates for and affirms the rights and dignity of LGBTQIA plus Christians. So as I see it, our mission will not stop until we have every single historically Black religious traditions, not on the sidelines, but on the front lines of fighting for LGBTQIA plus rights.
Well, tell us again, please, how they could get in touch with Pride in the Pews and how they can support what your work is.
Yes. So first and foremost, I would invite you to visit www.prideinthepews.com. There you will see opportunities to sign up for our storytelling project. There will also be opportunities for you to give financially to these efforts and support. And you can follow us on social media, Instagram and Facebook at prideinthepews.com. And I would say, most importantly, amplifying this work to your pastor, to your local minister, for-profit organizations that are interested in supporting this cause. And lastly, amplifying this work to foundations, right? Foundations that are interested in funding this work, supporting this work, because they recognize that we have to ensure that LGBTQIA plus folks across the country have the same rights and the same dignity that is afforded all of our other straight brothers and sisters.
Don Abram is founder of Pride in the Pews, Queering the Black Church, one testimony at a time. Don, thank you so much for being with us today. The enthusiasm in you carries over to our listeners, I'm sure. We are so glad that you were with us on State of Belief Radio. Come back to see us again and let us know how it's going.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's such a privilege to be in conversation with you, and I'm grateful to be able to support the work that you're advancing.
Thank you.